Yeah, I find it quite a difficult question as well, why I joined the Order. And I blamed it on the fact that it's been more than 5 years that I'm in the Order. So I think part of it, why I wonder, why did I bother, was because it was quite an intense process, my ordination process, with quite a few tears and, you know, meltdowns and things. And a lot of fear as well, of feeling judged and feeling exposed and all those things, and feeling not good enough. Yeah, so then, like, finally, then the invitation comes, and then you think, hooray, you know, this is it. So I think I can't quite, I don't really know why I ended up, you know, becoming a Buddhist. I think what I was drawn to was meditation. Meditation was always my first love. And I think part of it is the bliss, you know, the kind of promise of bliss that meditation holds. And then I suppose that is in big contrast of the reality of actually being part of a sangha, which was often, like, you know, rubbing up against people and, you know, feeling exposed, feeling hurt. I threw myself into the deep end, so I started going to the Buddhist center in Ghent for a couple of years, and then asked for ordination and moved straight a few days later, moved to Cambridge to live in a community just across the road. And started to work in Wintour's in the shop. And the first few weeks, I don't know whether Arya Jaya remembers, but I was just completely disorientated. I mean, there was nothing, but really nothing that I could, you know, I was like in a complete new country. Nobody that knew me. A language that I didn't speak, a house where I didn't know where a tea bag was, or, you know, a cup was, food that was completely different. Food is important to me. So that was like, it was just like complete disorientation. And and I remember the night, so that was the weeks or the months before Christmas. If you ever worked in a shop from September till January, you know what I mean. So there was like this huge intensity of a team, an evolution shop team, trying to work through Christmas. And it was quite a firework team as well. So, yeah, so there were like lots of teas involved. And far from bliss. So I think I didn't quite clock that by wanting to progress with meditation on the spiritual path, or longing for this bliss, that actually, you know, a lot would be quite muddy and painful. And then I suppose in Ghent we had one order member, and he is a very interesting character. He is a former Green MP, a former Benedict monk, and now a Buddhist, an ordained Buddhist. So he was like this only man of like 60-something that I knew. So then I came to Cambridge and got to know the order and all the humans, you know. And it's like, okay. You know, and then you kind of go around Wintour's and the warehouse and you think, how did they get ordained? And I know you can ask this now of me as well, how did she ever get ordained? So I think that was like my strong working ground, is like actually coming down from my blissful idealistic views and like and being in the reality, you know, with other human beings and seeing what the order was. So it was a lot about getting to know the order, I suppose. And still human beings are quite a working ground for me. So I suppose my ordination process was a lot about learning to trust all these people that I wasn't quite sure of, and that I kind of felt like they were judging me. So I was very much trusting people on a very human level. I think both Maitridaka and Amritavani mentioned friendship, and that's been like a very important way forward for me, because it's like it's a big thing to trust people to allow you into an order, because that's like that ends up how it feels a bit sometimes. And like the only way I really could do that was by having really good connections with at least a few of those people to kind of know it's like, okay, the order is not kind of this scary thing. So I worked with myself through all of this heartache, I suppose, and exposure. And I think, I can't remember when it was, but I think it was a couple of years before I actually got ordained, I really noticed this longing for a connection with something more, I suppose, archetypal or something more mythical. And I think I heard friends talk about their yidam and their sadhana practice, and I felt like, oh, this is something I really want. This is something that, you know, I could really benefit from. And I think for me, taking on a sadhana practice has been like really, I think it really showed me how much having an image to connect myself with this like ideal of enlightenment, how much that was actually beneficial for me. And I think it kind of really, it completely changed my practice. It completely changed my meditation practice and my way of life as well, I suppose. I think I've often got quite caught up in like, you know, counting the breaths in the mindfulness of breathing, or, you know, doing all the phases properly in the metta bhavana. And there was something about ordination, the process leading up to ordination and on the ordination retreat, or the practices that you're taught, is like it's all more imaginative. It kind of engages more of, you know, your heart, I suppose. I'll say a bit more in a minute. But I think another thing I think about in with ordination is the two aspects of the ordination ceremony, which is the private ordination and the public ordination. And I think both of them were very different and a very strong part of my experience of being ordained or entering into this order. I think for me, the private ordination really gave me the confidence and the freedom to really deepen my practice. And then the public ordination kind of gives me this reminder of this challenge of actually communicating my practice with the community. So I guess because I'm an introvert, it's like this private ordination always kind of was quite easy for me, and I felt really drawn to that aspect. And I still struggle with the kind of the public ordination, because as soon as something becomes public, I'm like now it's like, why am I standing here? you know, it's like, am I the right person to stand here to talk about ordination? Because I think it's over the years, over the past 5 years, there have been quite a few moments that I thought, well, probably, you know. And one of these moments was actually tonight. I just going to find out I'm a fraud, you know. I shouldn't be here. So this is kind of, I think that public aspect of being ordained is quite a challenge for me. So in the private ordination, it's the moment where you actually make that commitment to your yidam, to your sadhana practice. And my yidam actually became the driving myth of my life. And this is like, this just went really organically. Like I didn't force anything. It was like a bit like what Maitri Dharka kind of said, that he was like taken up by something. That's the same what I felt, of like suddenly there was this figure, this myth, this kind of image that kind of really pulled her towards me. So I took on the image of Lochana. So she's the female consort of Akshobhya, and she represents the mirror-like wisdom. And I think that was a very important part of it for me, that she was a female Buddha. And now I'm not the biggest feminist at all. I'm too young for that. But there's something about, I think before I went on the ordination retreat, I had a bit of a connection with Padmasambhava. And there's the archetypal teacher in there. And quite early on in the ordination retreat, he just walked away, basically, and I was left on my own. And it was like this moment of, like, I'm entering into an order, not because I need a teacher, but because I really need to believe in what I can become. And I think, for me, this is very much what my sadhana holds. She also, her wisdom is the mirror-like wisdom. So she has a really strong wisdom aspect. And I think that's the other part that I really like, that she is this image that kind of really draws me into reality, into seeing things as they really are. And I think because it's a wisdom, like, it's kind of quite a still something. I'm saying something because I'm not quite sure what it is. But it's like, it's not kind of like, I suppose, for example, Green Tara has this activity of this compassion in her, or, you know, some other Buddhas or Bodhisattvas, they have much more of an active element, a bit like a hero kind of going and, you know, getting rid of all the suffering in the world. But Lochana is like, she's much quieter, you know, so there's this wisdom aspect. And I suppose this really kind of resonates with me, because in my heart there's this real longing of wanting to see things as they really are, wanting to see through conditioned through the conditioned, basically. And her name means she who sees. So, so I suppose that's just like a really strong threat for me, just kind of constantly looking into the Lakshanas and kind of trying to see through. And it doesn't kind of manifest, I suppose, in like, you know, me going and doing big things, you know. It's kind of more of a stillness, but nevertheless there's a real dedication to that. And I think what I also realized is through the ritual of ordination, like, you put yourself through quite a strong ritual, and it's all about like leaving the world behind. But actually what happens is that through that I actually started to engage more and more with the world. So it's like I've become closer to the world, more part of the world. And again, that kind of really fits with Lochana as an image, because she touches the earth. So she's, you know, again, she's like quite earthly, you know, she's just there. And so I think that's for me, that's a very strong it's very strong image. That she calls up the world, and she calls up the earth, you know, as her witness, you know, in the same way that the Buddha did on the night of his enlightenment. I think it really helps me on moments, you know, like this, that I actually feel quite scared, and, you know, it's like, okay, you know, she's there, and like, I've got a right to be here, because the world, you know, the world is witnessing me. And it's a strong image that I had when During my ordination retreat, of like just feeling like the whole world witnessed me in my commitment, you know, to finding the truth, I suppose. And I think this commitment to finding the truth, I mean, I just brought it in, and then I thought, well, yeah, this is my name. So what you get out of ordination is one of these and a funny name. So my funny name, so Satya means truth, and Para means being devoted to or absorbed in. So I think that's the other aspect then of the myth, you know, the myth that I took up with ordination, or that took me up, basically. Yeah, and I often think then, going back to Lochan, as she holds the Vajra bell, she holds the Vajra bell at her heart. So is this, you know, is she holds truth to her heart. And it's, yeah, it's just like another bit of me that just like, you know, this is why I joined the order, to hold the truth close to my heart and to kind of just keep on continuously trying to see the truth, see through. Yeah, I'd just like to end with the last few sentences of the puja that Vasantra wrote for Lochana. So it says, just as a mirror never tires of reflecting, just as the sun never tires of rising, just as you never tire of holding wisdom to your heart, so may I never tire of leading living beings into your diamond realm, into your loving presence, where they may be freed forever by one glance from your perfect eyes.